morning. Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, if you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis and acne and eczema and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds, get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to help a loved one get off their meds, or a friend or family member or workmate get off their prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here to help you out. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, if you have questions about formulations or ingredients, if you hear something on the news, if you hear something on the radio, if somebody tells you something and you want to confirm it, we want to hear from you. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us advertise or you hear us talk about on the program, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart. All the products are up there. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. And if you want to make a little money or get your products at the wholesale price, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, and they can give you all the details. Okay, I want to start off the program today with my take on a news story that has taken the internet by storm and seems as well to have caused quite a buzz amongst Brightside listeners, at least based on the letters and the Facebooks that I've received over the last couple of days and the phone calls. I'm referring to stuff that's coming out on egg yolks and cigarettes. Now, if you listen to this program for any length of time, you know that the Brightside philosophy of health and wellness includes eating eggs and lots of them, and not just the white either, but the yolks. In fact, mostly the yolks. Don't overcook your yolks, but eat them. And when it comes to eggs, the mother load of nutrition is in the yolk. This is so important for folks who are tossing out the yolks and just eating the whites. The good stuff, friends, is in the yolk. The potassium, the copper, the iron, the magnesium, the calcium, the vitamin E, the vitamin D, the vitamin B12, all the stuff is in the yolk. Now, you'll get some potassium and sodium in the white, and certainly you'll get some protein in the white, but all the good nutrients, all the stuff that makes eggs such a valuable food, is located in the yolk. So eat the yolk. Don't throw out the yolk and eat the whites. You want to eat the whole darn egg. Even worse than throwing out the yolk and just eating the whites is to eat that artificially processed yolk-free product, egg beaters, and other so-called egg food products. So given my love of whole eggs as a nutritional powerhouse, imagine my dismay when I read the headline on almost every internet news site that I subscribe to: egg yolks almost as dangerous as smoking cigarettes. Egg yolks as dangerous as smoking cigarettes. That was on Fox News. That was on a Fox News story that I actually watched. Egg yolks were said to be as dangerous as smoking cigarettes. Are you kidding me? Who in their right mind would ever compare what is arguably the most powerful, nutrition-packed food on the planet, eggs and yet egg yolks, to what is arguably the single dumbest and most toxic lifestyle habit that you could ever participate in, and that's smoking cigarettes? I knew it couldn't be real. I knew there had to be some kind of thing that the people were missing. But I didn't know where this nonsensical information could be coming from, so I did a little research, and I found out a couple of things. First of all, what I found out was the fact that, unfortunately, the original study, which was published in the journal Atherosclerosis on August 13th, was not available online. That was as of yesterday. Now, it has come available online today, and I have read the whole study. But as of yesterday, what was available, this is what everybody was going by, all the headline writers anyway, were going by a summary of the study. So before we get into why it is not possible to draw any conclusions about egg yolks and overall cardiovascular health from the study, despite what the jingoistic headline writers want you to believe, let's go over some of the particulars. This is very important. When it comes to health, you want to be very, very careful about trusting newspapers and trusting magazines and trusting internet stories that are geared to serving the general public and lay people and are geared to selling advertising. You have to go to the research. You have to go directly to the research. Headline writers are interested in selling papers and selling advertising, and they're not interested in our health. And when it comes to catchy headlines, egg yolks being compared to cigarettes is, you got to admit, a pretty catchy headline. Even though I don't know any clear-headed researcher that could ever make that kind of comparison, comparing eating egg yolks to cigarette smoking. So anyway, let's look at the details here, the details of the study. First of all, this is research that was done on 1,260-some-odd patients, all of whom were cigarette smokers, all of whom were very sick. They all had vascular disease. Vascular disease is blood vessel disease and includes things like stroke and blood clots, etc., aneurysms. Anything that has to do with the blood vessels, any disease that has to do with the blood vessels is classified as vascular disease, and it's a serious problem. So these were people not only who had vascular disease, not only were they sick, but they were also cigarette smokers. Now, that alone should be a red flag, because very sick people are going to have very sick metabolisms. And drawing any conclusions about the effects of nutritional substances and foods by looking at their effects on sick people is not good science. Now, you can say, well, most people are sick, so who cares if this was done on sick people? Or you can ask if maybe these are results that are valid for sick people, and I would tell you they're not. See, when you're sick, anything can go wrong. When your body's breaking down, when you're sick, you handle nutrients and food elements like cholesterol differently, not only from normal people, but also differently from other sick people. Every sick person is unique in how they're going to process things like cholesterol, so you cannot make comparisons between what's true for sick people versus what's true for normal people, or what's true for sick people versus what's true for other kinds of sick people. Not to mention, this was a special breed of sick people. These were sick people who also smoked. Are you kidding me? These were people who had strokes and were also smoking. These were people who were also largely diabetic, and they also had vascular disease, and they were also smoking. Do you have any idea what kind of stresses this is in the body? Smoking and having vascular disease and having diabetes. This is some seriously, seriously unhealthy people. So the first thing to know is that we're working with a population here who are making a lot of very bad health choices, and very likely they're not going to be handling cholesterol the same way normal people will. Also, they'll be making too much cholesterol, and they'll be absorbing too much cholesterol from the diet. How much cholesterol is absorbed from your diet is controlled largely by how much cholesterol your body is making and how much cholesterol your body is needing. Absorption of cholesterol from foods. It's very important, people. Listen up. Absorption from cholesterol from foods is a secondary source of cholesterol for a body that is missing it. If your body is requiring cholesterol for making stress hormone or for making sex hormones, if you're under a lot of stress or if you're going through menopause or if you have some kind of needs for excess cholesterol and your body's manufacturing system can't keep up, you will absorb more cholesterol from your food. Absorption of cholesterol is increased when you are somehow suffering or somehow sick. When you're sick, you absorb more cholesterol from your food. I'll finish this up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. Got to take a break and sell some stuff. We'll be back right after this with more health information. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 16,0470. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.44.95, $8.22.48 for a half ounce, or $4.11.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.44.95, $8.22.48, and $4.11.24.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Thanks for joining us, friends. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. 582-9933. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you. We're every day, 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com, where you'll find a shopping cart with all the longevity products and a Join Now link. If you want to get your products at the wholesale price, make a little money selling longevity products, click on that Join Now link for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a longevity business. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735 2470. Okay, so back to our story on eggs and cigarettes. Most people have caught the headline by now. Egg yolks almost as dangerous as smoking cigarettes. Here's my take on it. Number one, we're dealing with very sick patients. The 1,260-some patients that were involved in this study were all suffering from vascular disease. They were all cigarette smokers, and many of them had diabetes as well. And they were also an older population. So number one, you're dealing with an unhealthy population. An absorption of cholesterol is contingent upon how healthy you are. As it turns out, sick, you're going to absorb more cholesterol out of your diet. That's because your body needs more. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's a bad thing. That doesn't necessarily mean because you're absorbing more cholesterol that you're going to somehow be at higher risk for heart disease. In fact, it's never been shown that elevations in cholesterol are linked to heart disease. Even elevations in dietary cholesterol are linked to heart disease. Even Mr. Cholesterol himself, a guy named Dr. Ansel Keys, who's one of the fathers of the cholesterol hypothesis, the so-called cholesterol hypothesis, says that there is no link between dietary cholesterol and blood cholesterol. Reading as a direct quote from Dr. Ansel Keys from the animal experiments alone, the conclusion would be that the cholesterol content of human diets is unimportant in atherosclerosis. That is a quote, my friends, Dr. Ansel Keys. So please pay any attention to anybody who tells you there's a link between dietary cholesterol and heart disease. Aside from that, when it comes to this particular study, we were dealing with sick people. When you're sick, you're going to be absorbing more cholesterol. That's how it is. And bottom line, take-home message, when you're sick or stressed, you're going to be absorbing more dietary cholesterol. From the Journal of Lipid Research in 1992, from a study done at the University of Helsinki in Finland, quote, non-responsiveness to dietary cholesterol is dependent on effective bile synthesis. In other words, not absorbing cholesterol requires effective bile production. That means if you have any liver problems, if you have any gallbladder problems, if you have any pancreatic problems, if you have any intestinal problems, that covers a whole bunch of people, folks. If you have any of these kinds of issues that affect bile synthesis, you're going to absorb more cholesterol from your diet. So the first thing that comes to mind with this study, we're dealing with folks who are sick and who may be skewed to absorbing cholesterol because they are highly stressed. The second thing you want to know about this study is the astounding fact that although people who ate more eggs had more plaque, the people who ate more eggs, they're not telling you this in any of these Fox News stories, the people who ate more eggs actually had lower blood cholesterol. That's right. Let me repeat that. Ate more eggs in this study had lower total cholesterol. Those at the low end of the study, those who ate 0.41 eggs per week, had a total cholesterol of 4.93, that's in millimole per liter, 4.93. And those at the high end of the study, those who ate 4.81 eggs, those who ate more eggs had a total cholesterol of 4.81 millimole per liter. That is, less eggs, higher cholesterol. More eggs, lower cholesterol. And the people who ate more eggs had lower LDL also and a higher HDL too. They had lower cholesterol because they were eating cholesterol. When you eat cholesterol, your body doesn't have to make as much. When you're eating cholesterol, your body makes less cholesterol. That's the way it's supposed to work, and nobody's talking about that. Nobody is talking about the fact that the people who ate more eggs had lower total cholesterol. Dietary cholesterol is absorbed when your body needs cholesterol. That is common sense. Drug companies would have us believing that their poison, their drugs, their Lipitors and their Mevacors and their statin drugs, and they are poisons, no less than poisons. And drug companies would have you believe that somehow this is a better solution. Statin drugs are a better solution than figuring out your own darn biochemistry. And oh, by the way, the two doctors who did this study, Dr. Spence and Dr. Davignon, have received honoraria and speaker's fees from several pharmaceutical companies manufacturing lipid-lowering drugs. None of them have gotten any money from egg manufacturers, by the way. And this is all from the review on the study. They have a disclosure of conflict of interest at the bottom of the study. These two doctors
received honorary and speaker's fees from pharmaceutical companies that manufactured cholesterol drugs. Pfizer Canada, AstraZeneca Canada, and Merck Frost Canada. Three major drug companies are responsible for producing drugs in response to the silly cholesterol hypothesis. Number one, you're dealing with sick people. Number two, the people who ate more eggs actually had lower total cholesterol. Lower total cholesterol. Do you know, folks, that the absorption of cholesterol from foods is a very small part of total cholesterol in the body? 80% plus of the cholesterol in your body is made by your cells. In fact, all of your cells are making cholesterol. And why do you suppose this cholesterol stuff is made everywhere in your body by all cells? It's because this stuff is so darn important. Cholesterol is not just important. It may be the single most fundamental building block raw material for every single chemical, every single well-functioning steroid chemical in the body. Testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, aldosterone, cortisol, vitamin D, all come from cholesterol. Cholesterol protects nerves, nerve cells and brain cells. It's important, important stuff. You have to have cholesterol to live. Anyway, back to our story. Number one, you got sick people, and you can't make conclusions by what happens to sick people. And number two, even people, even if you forget about the fact that they're sick, the people who ate more eggs actually had lower cholesterol levels. So what exactly is the big excitement about this study? Why all the headlines? Well, as it turns out, the plaque area in the high egg consumers was higher, way higher. They had more plaque in their arteries, more sticky coatings. They say, well, who cares about cholesterol if the egg consumers had more plaque, right? Wrong. It's not the plaque that's the problem. It's what's causing the plaque that's the problem, namely a broken down body and broken down cells. The issue isn't plaque. The issue isn't cholesterol or anything else. It's bodily breakdown that occurs over time. The question isn't how can we stop the plaque. It's how can we stop breaking down. But if these folks had lower cholesterol and more plaque, clearly plaque deposition is not the result of cholesterol. These folks had lower cholesterol and way more plaque. So clearly it has nothing to do with cholesterol. And then we come to the most obvious example of the stupidity of these headlines and the unfortunate and inaccurate conclusions that are being drawn by some folks. As it turns out, the group that ate the most eggs, the group that had the highest amount of plaque, was also the oldest group in the bunch. These 1,200 patients were divided into five groups based on how many eggs they ate, and it turns out that the group that ate the most eggs was also the oldest group, and they also had the most diabetes, and they also smoked the most cigarette. And what the heck is someone with vascular disease, blood vessel disease, doing smoking in the first place? Anyway, the group that had the highest plaque also had more diabetes, they smoked more, and they had an average age of 69.77 compared.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on the Bright Side. Thank you for joining us, friends. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. I want to finish up this nonsensical nonsense, as my kid brother used to say, nonsensical nonsense about egg yolks and cigarette smoking. So here's the deal. Let's just cut to the chase, okay? Number one, with this crazy study, you're dealing with very sick people. Drawing conclusions from really sick folks who are smoking cigarettes and diabetic is going to be very difficult. Number two, according to the results of the study, people who ate more eggs actually had lower cholesterol, lower triglycerides, lower LDL, and higher HDL, all supposed markers of better health. and better numbers in the group who ate less eggs. The more eggs you eat, apparently, the better your cholesterol numbers will be. They did, however, have significantly more plaque, so obviously it has nothing to do with cholesterol. They had better cholesterol numbers and more plaque. Number three, while it's true that those folks who ate more eggs did have significantly more plaque, they were also much older, average of around 14 years older than the folks who had less eggs. They were also more diabetic, and also they smoked more cigarettes. So who is to say whether it was the eggs or whether it was the age or whether it was the diabetes or whether it was the smoking that was behind the results, which is why the moral of the story is don't believe what you read in the papers. Don't believe what you hear on Fox News or any news. Don't believe what you see on the internet. Cholesterol and eggs, yolks and whites together are your friends. You need them both. You need cholesterol. Your body's making cholesterol. Eggs are an amazingly, amazingly important source of wonderful nutrients, a true power food. And in fact, eggs and cholesterol may be your best biochemical and nutritional friends, and that is my take on this silly, silly news story about egg yolks and cigarette smoking. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. I wanted to get to finish up selenium and glutathione. I think we'll do that tomorrow because we got a bunch of folks on the line who want to talk to us. So without further ado, let's go to California and see what Graziano has to say. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
Greetings. How can I help you?
I had a question today on tips on just a daily detox, what type of things you can take.
Okay.
And then the other question was some vitamins you would take to help you overcome dementia or Alzheimer's.
Okay, couple things then. Detox and dementia. As far as detox goes, you want to be using vitamin C not only on a daily basis, but a throughout the day basis. It's probably the single most important detoxification nutrient you can use. It's easy to find, it's easy to use, it's cheap. There's no reason not to be using a couple of grams minimum of vitamin C a day, especially for detox. If you feel cold coming on, you can take more vitamin C. You can take a lot of vitamin C. In fact, when you're dosing yourself with vitamin C, you want to go into something called bowel tolerance, and that means that you want to take as much vitamin C as you can without having diarrhea or loose stools. If you take too much vitamin C, you'll end up with a little bit of loose stools, and you don't want to go there. So when you dose vitamin C, you want to take yourself right to the point where you have maybe soft stools but not loose. That's called bowel tolerance. So vitamin C is the first thing you want to think about. I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine for my vitamin C because you get 1,000 milligrams per two scoops, but you also get a bunch of other good nutrients with it, and it's a great value. So you might want to use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine for your vitamin C. But in any case, vitamin C is probably the single easiest way to provide your body with detoxification substances on a regular basis. Completely non-toxic, and it'll just clean you out. It's wonderful stuff. Vitamin C, first thing. Secondly, zinc. Zinc is not only important for the body's immune system and for detoxification, but zinc is also important for the hormone system, and it's also a very common nutritional deficiency. 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate is a nice place to be. You'll get a little bit of zinc in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but you still need to take a good daily dose, 50 milligrams a day. So those two things right off the bat I would think about. And they're also going to give you multiple benefits. They're not strictly detoxifiers. Third thing, drink more water. The more water you drink, the more you'll urinate, the more you'll clean out your system. Drinking more water is an easy way to detoxify. Again, non-toxic, so you don't have to worry about how much water you're drinking. Just drink a lot. Half a gallon to a gallon a day is a great place to be. If you got diabetes or blood sugar issues, if you're pre-diabetic, if you're worried about diabetes, you should know that water will dilute your blood sugar. So drinking more water can be great for improving blood sugar profile, and it can also help with detoxification. Keeping that lymph system moving is also a good strategy. I got myself a rebounder. It'll cost you $50. A rebounder's a mini trampoline. I get on it first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, folks, you are dehydrated. You haven't drank water for 8 hours or so, and many of you have gone to the bathroom once or twice, so you're dehydrated in the morning. That means things are clogging up and things are sticking, so drinking water first thing in the morning can give you some energy. Same with a rebounder. First thing in the morning, your lymphatic system hasn't been moving. Remember, your lymph doesn't have a pump. Your blood has a pump. That's the heart. But your lymph doesn't have a pump. It depends on muscle movement. So while you're in bed, while you're laying down for your 6 to 8 hours of nightly rest, your lymph hasn't been moving. So it's all clumped up and clogged up. Getting on a rebounder first thing is a great way to help detoxify and move that lymphatic system around. So you got water, you got movement through a rebounder, or running, or a treadmill, some kind of activity, vitamin C and zinc. Those are very important for detoxification. Using seaweed is another great way to detoxify. As much seaweed as you can handle. Buy it at your health food store, and you can buy the hard strips of seaweed and just dilute it with a little bit of water. You can eat it as is, as crunchy, make a crunchy crouton-like substance. Seaweed is extremely detoxifying. It has chelating properties for heavy metals. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. I love the Z-Radical product from Youngevity. For you guys who are doing the Youngevity stuff, Z-Radical is a great source of a seaweed called fucoidin, which has been shown to have anti-cancer benefits. It's a good source of iodine for the thyroid and other glands. And it is also, and by the way, iodine is protective against fluoride. I talked about this with Alex yesterday on the Alex Jones Show. Iodine will protect your pineal gland and other glands from the deposition of fluoride. So using iodine and using seaweed is a good way to protect yourself from excess fluoride as well as excess heavy metals and other toxins. Bentonite clay can also be detoxifying. Bentonite clay is tasty. It's a good source of minerals. It can help clean out toxins from the body, and it's great for the digestive system, especially if you're dealing with diarrhea. Vitamin E is also tremendously detoxifying, 400 international units a day of the mixed form, mixed tocopherol form. N-acetylcysteine, we've talked in the last couple weeks, and we'll continue talking maybe for a few more days about glutathione building. Glutathione is your body's master detoxification substance. You can build glutathione by using N-acetylcysteine, NAC, glutamine, the amino acid glutamine, around 5 grams a day, maybe 500 milligrams a day or so of N-acetylcysteine. And glycine is available in the glucogel caps and also in the ultimate enzymes. The glucogel caps will get you glycine in the form of gelatin, and the ultimate enzymes will get you glycine in the form of betaine HCl. So using either of those products is a great way to get glycine in combination with your NAC and your glutamine. It'll help you build glutathione. Make sure you take a little selenium, too, on a daily basis. Selenium acts like a battery for glutathione. And make sure you're getting enough sulfur in the form of MSM, around 1,000 milligrams a day of sulfur is a nice place to be. And all of those together will help your body make glutathione. You can also use whey protein, which is not only is a good source of glutathione, but it also has immune-boosting peptides in there, too. So lots of things you could do for detoxification. Appreciate your call, Graziano. Thank you very much. We're coming back after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the Bright Side, Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us. 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's go to Kansas City and see what Sean has to say. What's up, buddy?
And thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate everything I've learned from you.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, I've got a three-year-old, and he has asthma. And we've tried getting him on the raw milk. And he drinks raw milk all the time now, thinking that that might help a little bit. He takes one scoop of tangy tangerine every day in a sippy cup. And just wondering what else we could do. You know, I hate having to give him a breathing treatment and put those...
Don't. The breathing treatments, the steroid breathing treatments are terrible for the baby's brain. Absolutely awful. And steroids for kids are a terrible health strategy. Here's what you need to do. Almost always, I'm not going to tell you always, but almost always, asthma in children is related to some kind of digestive issue. Raw milk can be the problem, not the solution. Now, I'm not saying it is the problem, but it could very well be the problem. That's a good possibility. A lot of kids are allergic to the proteins in milk. Now, I hear a lot of folks talking about raw milk, and indeed, raw milk is a lot better for you than pasteurized milk or homogenized milk. Pasteurization, by the way, is the heating process that kills bacteria. Homogenization is a pressurized process where the fat particles are ground up to be very, very small so they don't rise to the top like they used to in the old days. So homogenization and pasteurization are terrible for milk, and raw milk in that regard is better than processed milk. But milk itself is a major allergen, as are eggs, by the way. You know, I love eggs, but a lot of folks are allergic to eggs. Same with milk. There's great stuff in raw milk. There's no getting around the fact that raw milk is loaded with nutrients. However, kids can react to the casein, the protein in milk, and that is something that you want to at least be vigilant to, especially if your kid is dealing with asthma. By the way, does he have any eczema or any skin conditions or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got a classic case of food allergy there, my friend, which is good news because it means once you correct his digestive issues, his asthma is going to go away. And for a physician to dispense a poison, which is what a steroid inhaler is, to a child is absolutely unconscionable, and I have no idea how a doctor who does that can live with themselves. I know as a pharmacist, I had to stop doing it because I couldn't live with myself being complicit in this whole idea of drugging our children. We talked yesterday about ADHD drugs, but steroid drugs are even worse than ADHD drugs. So don't mean to rip on you there, Sean. I hope you don't take it personal, but you want to be very careful about giving your kids steroid drugs. Look to the milk. Number one, that could be a problem. Now, there's a couple ways you could do it. If you really want to find out right away, give him a bunch of... Well, I wouldn't do that because you may run into some problems. I was going to tell you, give him a bunch of milk and see if he has an asthmatic attack, but that might not be such a good idea. Get him off the milk and see if he does better. That would be the first thing I think about. Is he eating eggs, by the way?
Yeah, we have our own chickens that we get our own eggs from, and they graze.
That's good. Well, that's definitely a good thing, but it could be
so
the eggs,
too. We've been giving them all that, too.
It could be the eggs, too. It may be something as simple as getting them off the eggs and the milk. Now, here's the thing about milk. Kids will crave milk for three reasons. Number one, milk contains fat. Kids need fat, especially for the brain. So you're going to want to replace, if you get them off the milk, you're going to want to replace it with some essential fatty acids. I would be using something like the Ultimate. If he's 3 years old, you may not be able to get him on those Ultimate EFA caps. So get him on Udo's blend and maybe a little bit of fish oil, and that will replace some of the fat that's in milk. It's not perfect, but it's not a bad way to go. Secondly, kids crave milk because it's sweet. It's got milk sugar in there. And kids will crave milk also because of the valuable protein that's in there, too. So you're going to want to get him a good source of protein. If he can't do milk and eggs, those are two wonderful sources of protein. You can try him on some hemp seed protein or maybe pea or rice protein, which are a little bit inferior to hemp seed. Hemp seed is probably the best alternative protein for kids or anybody who can't do dairy or eggs. Now, another thing about eggs is sometimes kids will be allergic to different forms of eggs. Sometimes kids will be allergic to scrambled eggs, but they won't be allergic to soft-boiled eggs. In other words, the more you're cooking an egg, the more you're going to change the protein nature of that egg, and the more you're going to change how a kid reacts to it. So experiment with different ways of preparing the eggs. He may not react to raw eggs. He may react to just raw eggs. There's no way of knowing what he's going to react to. You're going to have to experiment a little bit there. Hopefully, you'll be able to get him on some eggs because they're just such a wonderful food, especially for a developing body for a kid. Also, sometimes kids will be able to use milk and use egg protein if they use digestive enzymes with the milk and egg protein. So you may want to experiment using some digestive enzymes. Get your kid on probiotics, by the way. Those can help tremendously with how everybody processes foods. If you have allergies, food allergies, sometimes probiotics can help. Get them on a good probiotic supplement, Dr. Murray's 12x12. For kids who can't do capsules, small capsules, you can put the capsule in applesauce. Sometimes that'll help the capsule slip down the throat, or maybe in some yogurt, something slippery to help the capsule go down the throat. But definitely get them on a good probiotic. There are liquid probiotics out there, but most of the liquid probiotics that I've seen don't have a lot of different types of bacteria in there, and they don't have big doses of bacteria either. So you'll pretty much have to figure out a way to get him some of the probiotic capsules, and that's another thing to do. Get him on the BTT. At least you'll get some basic nutrients. You'll get some vitamin C. You may also want to consider the Ultimate Classic or the regular Tangy Tangerine, which is a good source of minerals. Get him on a good multiple vitamin. If he can do the Ultimate Daily from Longevity, that's a good choice. There's also a powdered vitamin called All One Vitamin Powder, and that's a nice powder supplement that's got that's made with multiple vitamins and minerals, and that might be good for children too. That's something else that you want to think about. But I would be linking his asthma and his eczema to foods that he's eating, and it should be very easy for you to assess. Just simply watch what happens to his asthma or his eczema as he's eating those foods, and watch to see if his condition improves when you withdraw him from certain foods. It may also help for you to do the little food diary thing where you jot down everything he eats and then jot down his asthmatic symptoms, his skin symptoms, and even his digestive symptoms, because chances are he's probably got some loose stools or some cramping or bloating, and that is another easy way to tell what kind of foods he's reacting to. Real easy to deal with childhood asthma, real easy to deal with childhood eczema, real easy to deal with these issues without doctors, without drugs, without insurance companies, without interfacing with the medical model at all. And that's really what it's all about here, folks. You don't want to interface with the medical model unless unless you have to. I'm telling you this as a healthcare professional who's been in the business for 30 years. I would never, ever go to a doctor. That's me personally. I'm not telling you what to do, but me personally, I don't ever go to doctors unless I need some surgery. And I did have a broken leg, and I was very grateful for my surgeon who did a wonderful job. But that's pretty much about it. So if you can avoid going to the doctor, you want to avoid going to the doctor. And one of the best ways to do that is to start to work with your digestive symptoms and the foods that you're eating. Thanks so much for your call, Sean, in Kansas City. Appreciate it. Let's go to California and talk to Susan. What is up, Susan?
Oh, hi, Dr. Fuchs. I'm interested in finding out if you know anything about pyroluria. It's an anxiety disorder. And
Pyroluria?
Pyroluria anxiety. It seems to be, what I'm reading about it is a loss of vitamins, B6 and zinc, and they want you to take niacin. And it just seemed like you might help me with my anxiety. It makes me want to stay inside all the time.
Well, now, hang on. Pyroluria is a genetic thing that you would have had since you were a kid.
Right. That is what the book kind of says. And I feel like this has been ongoing. And as I'm getting older, I'm 54 now. It's getting really bad.
Okay, well, now pyroluria is a genetic thing. It's basically a blood disease where your body will accumulate pyroles. Pyroluria means pyroles in the urine, specifically. And most people don't have a problem with pyroluria. Occasionally, you will have an issue with a vitamin deficiency associated with pyroluria, and it turns out that the vitamins that are deficient are also the vitamins that are involved with brain health, especially the B vitamins, and also zinc, by the way, which isn't a vitamin, obviously, but zinc deficiency can be common too. So they should have told you to take the B vitamins, especially vitamin B6 and zinc. I'm hoping they did that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. So those are the first things to do. But niacin, vitamin B3, is probably your most important anti-anxiety, anti-jitteriness vitamin. Go get yourself some time-release niacin, 500 milligrams. Niacin, if you take too much niacin and it's not time-release, you'll get the niacin flush, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it can also be a little bit unpleasant. So get time-release niacin, 500 milligrams. You may want to even take up to 1,000 milligrams a day, a couple 500 milligram capsules of time-release niacin. Lithium orotate, amazing for anxiety and brain health. You can use GABA, G-A-B-A, for anxiety disorders. There's something called theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E, theanine, and that can also be helpful for anxiety disorders. Stay away from the blood sugar roller coaster, the high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster, because that can really mess up anxiety, and that means use more grounding, stabilizing foods like protein and essential fatty acids. Why don't you send me an email, ben@ksco.com. And I'll give you some more ideas, Susan, because there's lots more that I can tell you. But we're running out of time on the Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow with more good health information. I am Pharmacist Ben. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page and start yourself a longevity business and help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. We will talk to you all later, folks. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on Most of the...
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.